You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Alistair Ray is the founder of independent menswear label Albam. He started the brand back in 2006 with co-founder James Shaw, and its simple, utilitarian designs immediately found a loyal following with men looking for something in between the high street and high-end fashion. 11 years on, here's Alistair looking back on how Albam started out and how the brand has grown since.
When I left university, I worked for a company called Inventive Leisure, who were a bar and leisure operator in the Northwest, and they focused on the development of the high street bar type of concept. And when I joined them, they had 40-odd bars, all under the same branding, under this Revolution branding. And ultimately, they developed into quite a big player within the vodka, and they developed that as an offering. So I went in there as my first sort of job and developed into handling their commercial and their consumer side of things. So nothing to do with fashion or clothing in any way. The chap I set the business up with, we were having those constant discussions. We were friends and lived together at the time. We were constantly having those pub conversations of, oh, we could do this better. And there were a number of things that we were eyeing up. And ultimately, we got to that point where we're like, well, if we don't do something, we're going to be that guy who is still talking about it when they're 50. We ultimately quit our jobs and started on the journey of working out how to do it. Our initial starting point was that we were ultimately just frustrated consumers. We were doing that thing everyone does of going, oh, why is that so expensive, and questioning it. And I guess rather than just accepting it, we started on the journey of actually looking to see if there was another way of doing it. We were really excited by well-made products and trying to remove the middleman element and to keep the cost as low as we can so that we could actually get to the consumer directly. We've always seen Albam as being something which is very classic, but adopting contemporary sort of trends that are happening within the sector. And when we started, we went out of our way to make it into a very tight and coherent capsule collection, which is a bit of a cliche, but for us, there's kind of an outfit that guys wear of a white t-shirt and a white shirt and a pair of denims and, you know, a great merino knit. And that was the building block for what we're doing and what we started to do. And then as soon as we started on that, it takes you down the road of things widen out a bit. So, but we were lucky that we had the manufacturing route because of our size and our minimum and our experience. We started looking at where best to do it, and we found that we couldn't go offshore because we didn't have the money or we didn't have the capability in terms of the quantities. So then we started looking closer to home, and that was what unlocked the European and British aesthetic of really went well with our own personal aesthetic, I guess. So we were lucky that the factories that were still in operation then were along the lines of what we were looking for in terms of this quite utilitarian but very classic menswear. We did literally go around the UK finding manufacturers. I mean, it sounds so glib now, but the way we started was by getting the yellow pages out and looking for manufacturing, you know. And it started and one thing led to another. And a lot of the manufacturers who we found at the beginning who supported us are people we still work with now, which is a really nice part of what we do. And I think that's why we still have a lot of customers who were with us when we first opened, because although the styles have changed and, you know, the quality has improved, we are at a point where the handwriting is still interwoven with the people that make the garments. And I think that's, from a consumer perspective, a lot of people don't realise that the actual end product is so much about the machinery that is passing through and the individuals who are making it. When James and myself started the business, there were literally just the two of us. And we didn't really know what we were doing, but we found ways of making it work. From a personnel perspective, the business has changed from having big design teams to small design teams. And that's applicable across, you know, every department, production or development or marketing. What we've seen is that people who are qualified in design and who are young and hungry, that you actually, it has an approach and it has a rhythm that is required for the business to grow. And that was a good learning curve for us, was to get the right people in at the right stage of the development. Fast forward 10 years, we've had a big studio up in Nottingham. We've kind of recamped back down to London with a slightly smaller team. But I think it's probably like any company that has both retail and manufacturing, it ebbs and flows to where the need is. And I think we're in quite a good position now with a nice small amount of manufacturing in the UK, but working with partners that we're comfortable with and they're comfortable with us and they're reliable and likewise for us to them, hopefully. But also working with a selection of really good Portuguese factories who have a very similar feel to the UK factories. So they tend to be people we've been working with now for 5, 6, 7 years who we know, people that work there, is in the same way we would do if they were in Derby or Nottingham or wherever else. But the beauty of that is the UK allows you flexibility and small development, when in Portugal, very similar feel, similar machines, but you can be making larger quantities. So I guess that's the big difference from when we launched. Before, it was just the UK operation, really, where now we have more products out of Portugal. They're things we can't do in the UK anymore. I think the nature of wanting to start your own business means there will always be problems, and it's how one deals with those problems is the kind of signifier of if it keeps going or not, in a way. It's never been easy. I'm sure anybody that runs a business would say the same. When I think about it now, I can't think of any individual crisis that warrants discussion more than anything else. Along the way, we've always found that funding and capital are always stretched to the limit, and that's just part and parcel, I think, of growing a business where, by having retail and having manufacturing, the cost base is high, both in terms of staff and then in terms of you're tying cash up into stock, that there's this natural sort of ebb and flow of cash to stock. So they're things that I guess have been more challenges to us rather than an individual crisis. Yeah, I think as anything, it's by still being here, it's testament to the fact you can solve these crises. For our sector of menswear, it's evolved so much over the last 10 years that sort of 10 years ago, there weren't a lot of solo brands who were running their own retail as well. That's because the brands didn't exist, and also because there's been this wave of influx within it. So I think people like us and our competitors, I guess, are in a good place because there's a captive market of guys who are wanting to buy the product. I think that is quite a London-centric view, though, unfortunately, and I don't know how that will play out. And it's, you know, the majority of us haven't branched out of London, which is probably telling because of the tourist and mix of locals. But I think for us, for Album, retail's a really important part of what we do. And if you'd have asked me the question 3 years ago, we'd probably have been talking about opening more and more and more stores and trying to grow outside of London. When I think now the future for us is to have a handful of stores that are working really well in their neighbourhoods and with other sort of synergy stores in the area. So it's not just people having to go destinationally to a store. On the bigger picture, I think it's going to be really interesting 12 to 18 months for retail, because there's going to be a lot of empty units. And the pressure we've seen over the last 3-4 years is the price is going up, both from rents and rates. It'll be interesting if landlords now start to rebalance their expectations, because I think that can allow stuff to flourish again.
Thanks very much to Alistair Ray, co-founder of menswear brand Albam, for sharing his story. This show was produced by Gaia Lutz and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.